Welcome to the Grace Hour, the live international talk radio ministry of Greater Grace Church in Baltimore, Maryland. You can join us on the air today by calling 1-800-338-7060 or 410-483-3700 from outside of the United States. Now, here is our host.
And welcome, friends, to this edition of the Grace Hour. We're broadcasting live right here from our studios, and our studios are located at the home of the Greater Grace World Outreach in Baltimore, Maryland. Great to be with you, friends, on this Tuesday afternoon, and we're thankful that you're joining us on this Tuesday broadcast. Great to have you with us. Appreciate the fact that you are taking time out of your busy schedules, which I'm sure you are busy, like so many of us, and joining us live for our broadcast today. Well, we have a great show coming your way. In just a few minutes, we'll get it started with a devotional message from the Bible. And again, our theme this week in the Grace Hour is the heartbeat of God. You ever asked yourself that question, what is God's heartbeat? What is God's heart toward me? What is God's mind toward me? Because we know that he has thoughts about us, friends. In fact, the scripture tells us, Psalm 139 reminds us that he can't stop thinking about us. So we know he has thoughts toward us, and the prophet Jeremiah said those thoughts are thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give us an expected end. And again, those thoughts that God has, he said, you cannot count the number of them. They're more in number than the sand. And boy, that is wonderful to think about. How precious, the psalmist also said, are thy thoughts toward me, and great is the sum of them. So we know that God has thoughts toward us, thoughts about us, and his heart toward us is, well, we know that he is a good God. And perhaps you have been listening to some of those testimonies of the Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams, and many of them, a number of them that are born again and have trusted Christ, have spoken out about their faith and talked about just how good God is and how much they appreciate the blessings that have been brought into their lives because of their relationship with him, and just using that platform of winning the Super Bowl and using it to glorify God. What a blessing that is. So following our devotional message today, we'll open the phone lines and invite you to join us on this Tuesday edition of the Grace Hour, friends. Quite simple, get to a phone and dial one of these numbers toll free in all of North America. That number is 800-338-7060. Again, that is our toll-free number in Canada, in the United States, 800-338-7060. The local number here in the Baltimore area and outside of North America is 410-483-3700. And we'd like to welcome our local listeners here in the Baltimore area, listening on WRBS. And we have less than a couple of weeks left broadcasting on our local station, WRBS. So we're glad that you're joining us for these final days. And a quick reminder, of course, you can always find your way to the internet and the many platforms and the many opportunities that you'll have to join us live on a consistent basis. And again, our final broadcasting on WRBS will be February 25th. And that's coming up, like I said, in less than a couple of weeks. So welcome to those of you that are listening live on the internet at gracehour.org, and everyone else, of course, on Facebook Live and YouTube Live. Great to have all of you with us today, and excited about our broadcast to develop this theme, the heartbeat of God. We do want to mention, friends, that coming up here this weekend at the Greater Grace World Outreach, right here at the GGWO Plaza, and we're located at 6025 Moravia Park Drive, right in Baltimore. We're having our marriage weekend, and it's going to begin on the Friday evening, the 18th of February, from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m., And then Saturday, the 19th, 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. And here are some of the details. Friday night, beginning at 6:30, will be couples date night, a social evening for married and engaged couples to hang out in a relaxed setting. For those who are interested in a little bit more fun, there will be activities to enhance your relationship, followed by a couch conversation with a couple here in our ministry, Cedric and Kim Tanksley. Coffee and refreshments will be served. And then the Saturday session, beginning at 10:30 a.m., we'll have activities with Pastor Zeke Wharton from the Greater Grace Community Church in Silver Spring, Maryland. And by the way, friends, he's going to call in to the broadcast today, right around the half-hour mark. So if you can join us for the second half, you'll hear from Pastor Zeke, and he'll be talking about what you can expect this weekend at the Marriage Weekend. So again, on Saturday, you have the 10:30 a.m. brunch in the Fellowship Hall, 12 p.m. session and activity in the Family Center, snack break at 1 p.m., and then the session and breakout into small groups after that. So it's going to be fun. If you'd like some more information, just go to the website, ggwo.org/marriage, and you can find out all of those details and more. And that's coming up, again, this Friday night and Saturday, the Marriage Weekend. Again, if you're a married couple or engaged, and you'd like to participate, we can assure you you'll have a great weekend together, and it'll be a blessing for your relationships. Well, again, we want to welcome you, friends, to the Tuesday edition of the Grace Hour. This week's theme, the heartbeat of God, God's thoughts toward us. And again, we mentioned in Psalm 139, how great are the sum of those thoughts. If we could count them, which is not even possible, they would outnumber the sand on the sea. So it's God's way of reminding us that he's always thinking about us, and his heart toward us is always, as we mentioned in Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 through 13, thoughts of peace, wants to give us the prospect of a blessed future. Again, wants us to walk by faith, wants us to learn how to trust him in a deeper way and to depend upon him more thoroughly than we even have already. And he really ultimately wants you and I to have a complete and utter dependence upon him. That's the essence of godliness. It just means we're living in complete dependence upon God. We're relying upon the presence and the power of his Holy Spirit. And that really makes all the difference in our lives. And then, of course, God's heart toward us is just to consistently give us all of those good and wonderful gifts that come from him. We read about that in James, the first chapter. Every good, perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is neither variableness, neither shadow of turning. And God always gives without grudgingly, always gives in an abundant fashion. Just think about the nature of his grace and how freely he has given that grace to each one of us. Even, God forbid, but even during those times or moments when sin, we find sin abounding in our lives. What do we read in Romans the 5th chapter? But grace does much more abound. So I think you could attach those words much more closely related to the heartbeat of God. When we're in trouble and searching for hope and maybe discouraged, even reaching the point of depression, we know that God has a door for us, a door of hope that we can walk through, and we'll find that door as we continue to walk by faith. You know, it's easy to think that doors are open and available to us and we can see them very clearly. Ours is a door of hope, and God says it's there, even in our trouble. And remember that, even in our trouble, even in our discouragement, even in our depression, there is always a door of hope. And by faith, we can discover it, and by faith, we can go through that door, and our hearts will be, again, filled and the promises of God will prevail in our lives, and what a blessing that would be. So the heartbeat of God, that's our theme all week long right here in the Grace Hour, and I think we mentioned on yesterday's broadcast on Thursday, we'll be playing a classic message from Grace Hour host, founder of the broadcast, Pastor Stevens, simply entitled, The Heartbeat of God. So you won't want to miss that. Make your plans to join us, of course, all week long, but in particular on the Thursday broadcast. It's going to be a good one. We're looking forward to it already. And tomorrow we have a special guest coming into the studio as well, Pastor Kim Shibley from the Greater Grace Church of Silver Spring, Maryland, will be here, and he'll be our guest speaker tomorrow on the Wednesday edition of the Grace Hour. And joining us now, live in the studio, Pastor Schaller.
As love in Hosea chapter 2, we read the heartbeat of God when he compares Israel to a prostitute who has been unfaithful to her husband. And indeed she was. She was married to Hosea, the prophet, and was unfaithful and followed after her lovers in Hosea 2:7. And the Lord uses this relationship to compare his relationship with Israel, and he really cares about Israel. Even though she's been unfaithful to him, God persists and is just convincingly faithful to Israel, who is unfaithful to him. And he said in chapter 2, verse 19, I will betroth thee unto me forever. I will engage you with the intention to marry you. I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and mercies. In this verse, we see really two things, grace and truth. We see God's heart. He's a righteous God, but he's also a merciful God. And when we talk about the heartbeat of God, we think of God being faithful even when we are not faithful, and God being gracious and drawing us to himself. Verse 20, I will betroth thee unto me in faithfulness. I like that, the faithfulness of God. And you shall know the Lord, and thou shalt know the Lord. I don't think there could be a greater purpose in life than to know God. Yeah, I mean, what's your purpose? What's your job? What do you do for work? Why are you on the earth? What's your thing? And you say, you know, I would like to know the Lord. And he promised to me that he would betroth me unto him in faithfulness, that he will lead me to know his heart, and that he is a faithful God, not somebody that's going to say the good thing and not show up, but the one that will show up and say the good thing. He will be the one that will be loyal to you. He will be faithful to you. We are living in a time when there is infidelity or unfaithfulness or cheating in relationships. And if anybody has ever cheated on you and left you heartbroken, then you can understand the beauty of this verse, that God says, I will betroth thee unto me in faithfulness. You can really trust me, and you will know me. You will know the Lord. And it shall come to pass in that day, verse 21, I will hear, saith the Lord, I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth. And the earth shall hear the corn and the wine and the oil, and they shall hear Jezreel. And I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. And I will say to them which were not my people, you are my people. And they shall say, thou art my God. When Jesus Christ came into the world, he was really saying, Dad, you can trust me. I'm going to go all the way. I'm going to show you. And if the Son of Man is lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And we are sinners who have violated God and his law, but he persists to be faithful. I cannot deny myself. Even if you believe not, yet I will abide faithful. I cannot deny myself. So the faithfulness of God, I think that's another way of calling this program the heartbeat of God, the faithfulness of God, the trustworthiness of God, the heart of God. Maybe you have been with somebody, but you didn't know their heart. That's a common thing that happens amongst us. Even a relative of yours, maybe your father or mother or sister or brother, you might even know them for a long time, but do you know their heart? Do you know their intentions? Do you know what their motives are? Well, maybe we don't know each other that well, but once you get to know somebody and realize you can trust them, that they are faithful and their heart toward you is love, that they actually care about you, then this is a game changer. It's where we want to be. And this is why we have the ministry. The ministry is a platform for the truth. Yeah, Timothy calls it the pedestal for the truth, or the, what was that, Pastor Love? Do you know that verse? The pillar and ground of the truth. Yeah, the pillar and ground, or the platform for it. And so we draw the attention. All of us are to look at the Word of God and realize that God can be trusted. That all of us are to lift up our eyes and see Christ and say, there's the heartbeat. There is the one that I can trust. He is faithful. He is loving. He is the comforter. He is the teacher. He is the Savior. He is the one that will never leave you, never forsake you. The heartbeat of God. Okay, can life be hard? Yes, it can. But I want to know the heartbeat behind it. I want to know what God's heartbeat is. I want to know his love. I want to know his spirit. I want to know who he is. This is beautiful. You know, your heart might be broken today. You might be disappointed with yourself or other people. But look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Look unto God to know the heart of God, the heartbeat of God, and who is God, and how much does he love you. I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in mercy. I'll betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and draw you to me because I am that way. Now, Jeremiah 33, I found this verse some time ago, but I just want to repeat it. It's so beautiful. Can you, Pastor Lowe, how many times has the sun come up in the morning and gone down in the evening? How many times since the beginning of the world?
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Yes. Every day. Now, is it like clockwork? Is it every day the sun comes up and it goes down? It is so consistent. Listen to this. Thus saith the Lord, if you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, that there should not be day and night in their season. Another way of saying it is, if you could change this, sun coming up and sun going down, every day, if you could change it, then I will also, my covenant with David would be broken. Then may also my covenant be broken with David, my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne. Can you imagine? And with the Levites, the priests, my ministers, I will break my covenant with David and with the priests. You know, Aaron's priesthood, it was a covenant he made with Aaron's family, that they would have priests that would serve God. Well, David, he would be king, and then his son would be on a throne forever and ever. They're speaking of the Messiah. All that would be broken if you could break the covenant that I made with the son. In other words, as faithful as the sun coming up every day is the same kind of faithfulness I have towards David and the priests, and let us add, this faithful God is faithful to you, and he will not fail you. Come to him. He saved you. He loved you. This is his heart, and he wants us to know it. That's why it's written here in Jeremiah 33, verses 20 and 21. He wants us to know that he is the only wise God and the faithful God who has given us salvation through his Son, and it is sure. This is what draws us. Draw me, we will run after you, Song of Solomon 1:4. Draw me, Lord, draw me by your love and your faithfulness. Touch my heart. Lead me to trust in you and believe in you. In Jesus' name, that's what our theme is today. What do you think, Pastor Love?
I think we could talk a long, long time about the faithfulness of God. And it's such a healthy meditation when you reflect upon the faithfulness of God. And I think you mentioned in our services here at the Greater Grace World Outreach on Sunday, you know, how many car accidents has God, you know, allowed us to avoid? How many paychecks has God provided? You know, how many days where food was in the cupboards and food was on the table? I mean, we could go on and on. And it all reflects back to the faithfulness of God. He is so good, so faithful. And I love those verses that you mentioned in Jeremiah 33, 19, 20, and 21. It's almost just like God is going to say, go ahead, test me. Test me. Mm. If you can, you know, find a way where, you know, if night and day doesn't happen, okay, then that's the end of my covenant. That's the end of my promise, but can't do it. Mm-hmm. He's going to, like you said, he's going to remain faithful even when we don't have any faith.
Well, you mentioned earlier this, the MVP of the Super Bowl, Cooper Kupp. And can you share with the audience like something about what God had told him in 2019? And from that time on, he worked with the victory already in his mind.
Yeah, it's amazing. He said God gave him a vision. He showed him. And I love what he said. He said, I couldn't share it with anybody except my wife. And he told her, but didn't tell anyone else. And yet that vision of reaching the top of his game, winning a Super Bowl, and on top of that, becoming the MVP of the Super Bowl, all happened. And I just think it's amazing. You know, he's a very, very humble, broken guy. I mean, when they handed him, when they told him he was the MVP, you know, minutes after the game ended, he just said, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve this.
Yes.
He's just grateful. He's just thankful.
Yes. Well, there are so many. It's one of the main themes in our Bible, the faithfulness of God. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, Deuteronomy 7:9. You know, the pagan gods were like people because they could lie and cheat. They could be good. They could be bad. They could change like people. I mean, doesn't it make sense that if I'm a man and I'm going to make a god, that he would be something like me, right?
Yeah.
And if I'm dishonest, that's how my God will be. Mm. But God was not made up by us. He is revealed to us. He reveals to us who he is, and that Second Timothy 2:13. Yet if we believe not, and there are times when we have our doubts and questions, but he abides faithful. He cannot deny himself. Do you want to comment on that, Pastor Love? He cannot deny, he cannot lie to himself. Or how would you say it?
Yeah, when he makes a promise, you know, that promise is never depending upon our performance. It's based upon the character and the nature of the one who makes that promise. And I love it when it's brought out in Romans, the fourth chapter, talking about Abraham. It says that the one who promised is able to perform that which he promised. In other words, it's not performance-based. It's promise-built. And when God makes a promise, he doesn't go back on it. He keeps it. And there's not a dependent. In other words, it doesn't come with a contingency. Here's the contingency. This is what you have to do. Here's your responsibility if you want this promise to come to pass. He just says, this is my promise, and it will come to pass.
Have you seen those trucks called Peterbilt?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
But you just said promise built.
That's it.
Huh?
Yeah.
And based on the righteous character of God. It says in Isaiah 11:5, righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. I think they go together, righteousness and faithfulness, you know. If you are righteous, then you can't lie, and you will end up being true to your word. Your character will be upheld by the righteousness that you have in your character, and that's where we stand.
Yeah, and spending time in the presence of a faithful God, it's going to rub off on us.
We're going to end up being something like that.
That's right, in measure. Well, friends, we've reached the first half of our broadcast. Thanks so much for joining us. Those of you, of course, that have to sign off on our local station. Everyone else, stay right where you are at GraceHour.org, Facebook Live, and YouTube Live. We'll be right back. We're back with you live, friends, at GraceHour.org and on Facebook Live, YouTube Live. Phone lines are now open, so here's a great time for you to give us a call and join the conversation at 800-338-7060. And the local number, 410-483-3700.
Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? How many times have we had a conversation with somebody and not come away not exactly sure of what was said or what was meant behind the words? But in this case, God has sent the Holy Spirit into the world to dwell in us, to lead and guide us in truth, so that we would know when God says this is what he means by it, and we can embrace it and build our house on it. Matthew 7:24-26, a man that hears my words and does them is like a man who builds his house upon a rock. His compassions fail not, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23. So those are a couple of verses on God being there, you know, like we can be trusting in him. Do you remember, Pastor Lowe, maybe you could comment on this, that the Jews went down into Egypt. They were there 430 years before they came out of Egypt. And what could we say about that? That they were in Egypt growing in their the population of the tribe from 70 people to a couple million people in a 400-year period of time, and that God was faithful to his word to bring them out.
He did promise them that after those years, he would bring them out. And he did it. And I suppose there's something to be said about that truth, that God will be faithful. But sometimes we like to put time restraints on God and his faithfulness. In other words, we might say, God, you will be faithful. I know you will be faithful, but you have to be faithful within 3 days.
Yes.
But we can't do that because we just have to wait upon God. But when it's all said and done, we will say he is faithful.
Yes, you know, what if I had died a generation before Moses, you know, like in the, 350th year, and I never saw the Jews get out of Egypt. I died before that happened. It would be a test of my faith, you know. Has he forgotten us? Does he care about us? So this, we need to realize that that this is a time of faith. We live by faith, but we are trusting in his character and his nature. Somehow we've leaned into the heartbeat of God. We have been able to hear from God and believe that he is true and faithful to his word. And we need to know his heart.
Amen.
Let's talk about not knowing his heart and not trusting in him, Pastor Love. Let's talk a little bit about how a Christian could lose his faith, depart, be pessimistic, sarcastic, cynical, be unhappy, and that kind of thing. Could you say something about that?
I think you could easily do that once you take your eyes, the eyes of faith, off of him. When you start to look at your circumstances, when you start to evaluate what's been happening in your life, you could easily reach that conclusion. You know, God has turned his back on me. Perhaps I have sinned in such a way that I cannot be forgiven. All kinds of natural thoughts go through our minds. But what God keeps reminding us to do is to remain hopeful in him, even though we haven't seen what we are asking for or believing him for come to pass yet.
Yes, and we could actually take on not only unbelief and maybe a bad attitude, but also some strange spirit. I think Cain, when he killed his brother Abel, he had a spirit of murder or just self-righteousness and hatred. Achan stole the wedge of gold in the Babylonian garment and hid it in his tent. Somehow, maybe a spirit of covetousness. So it's one thing to say, you know, I do have my doubts and I question, but it could be that'll lead to give a place to the devil, and I might find myself with a spirit that is nasty, you know. I could have a spirit that is hateful or revengeful, or even I despise God and despise his work. I mean, that's a scary thing, but it did happen in the Bible. It looked like Judas Iscariot, who had walked with Jesus, had some spirit, didn't he? It says that Satan entered into him even at the Last Supper. Imagine that.
Mm. I think any one of us could get to the place where the psalmist found himself in Psalm 42 and to say, why am I cast down, my soul? Why am I disquieted within me? Now, if that's all he wrote, we would be like, oh, what happened? You know, but he goes on and he says, hope thou in God, for I will yet praise his name, who is the health of my countenance and my God. In other words, he kind of brought in that divine perspective that we need when we go through those dark moments of life, those challenging moments, those discouraging moments, those moments of doubt and fear and worry. We have to remind ourselves that our hope is still firmly planted in God.
Yeah, that's a good example. I have my doubt, but I'm in the battle. I'm not surrendering. I'm not going to be pointing my finger at God. I'm not going to be accusing him that he let me down. I want to change that. I know I might feel that way and I may be hurt, but I want to change. I hope thou in God, O my soul, right?
Yeah.
I'm just going to put on the Lord Jesus. I'm going to go in faith, and I'm going to trust in him.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go to the phones. As we mentioned earlier, friends, Pastor Zeke is going to be calling us. He is on the phone with us on the line now, and he's going to be sharing with us and our listeners about this weekend's marriage seminar. Pastor Zeke, welcome to the Grace Hour.
Gentlemen, it's good to be with you.
Great to have you with us. Tell us, what can our listeners and those, of course, who are already registered and some who will, after listening to what you have to say, will register for this weekend's marriage weekend?
We are going to have a blast with some practical principles to help us improve our marriages. No matter what season of marriage we're in, whether it's an engaged couple or newlyweds that are still, you know, they're barely out of their honeymoon, or whether you've been married for 25 plus years like my wife and I have, we're going to have some great nuggets of truth and practical advice to help us grow in our marriages. I really appreciated Pastor Schaller sharing about God's faithfulness, because we need that reminder that God is always faithful to us. And one of the things we'll be able to do this weekend is increase our ability to demonstrate God's faithfulness in our own marriages. And our theme is going to be called Cruising the Seas to a Better Marriage. Now, Pastor Love, have you been on a cruise before?
One time, yes.
Yeah, I've only been on one time as well, but it was a lot of fun. Did you have a good experience on your cruise?
We did. It was the first Grace Hour cruise that we did a couple of years ago. And thank you, Jesus. We just got it in before the COVID virus came.
That is good news. That
otherwise, we might still be out there in the seas.
Well, you know what I found is a lot of couples, they look at their marriage, yeah, particularly when they're headed into their wedding day, like they think it's going to be a Disney cruise. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They're going to get married. They're going to go on board, and it's going to be all fun and games and shows and entertainment. And that lasts for the honeymoon period. For some people, that's, you know, a few hours. For some, it's a few weeks. For some, a few months. For a few couples, maybe even a couple of years, but eventually the Disney cruise part of the experience ends, and then sometimes it turns into a COVID cruise. you guys dodged that. Thank the Lord for that. But there were people that got, you know, stuck on those boats stuck in the harbor. They couldn't even get off the boat. And oh my goodness, imagine if you had one of those cabins that were tucked underneath the ship that didn't even have a window to the outside, and you were quarantined in there. I imagine there were some people wanting to jump overboard. And sometimes we get to those seasons in our own marriages where we're like, can I just jump overboard? And we want to pour into people's marriages on Saturday just to say, no, be faithful. You don't need to jump overboard. There are some tools out there. There are some practical principles out there. God has some great truth for us that can help us get a better marriage. So don't jump overboard. You might think you're on a leaky canoe right now with your marriage, but we've got some plugs so that the water doesn't have to keep getting in your boat. We're gonna make that ship stronger for the next season of your marriage. So I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, on that whole thought, that whole idea, you know, thank God we didn't get stuck on the cruise ship once the COVID virus found its way to our country. But what about what are you going to be able to offer to some of these couples that come this weekend that feel like they're stuck? What practically speaking, can you share some thoughts with us about some hope you can impart to their lives?
Yeah, the good news is that as husbands and wives, we are in a continual growth process, and we can continue to grow. And one thing I really encourage couples is, you know, I say sometimes our focus in our marriages gets all over the map. We're focused on our kids. Maybe we're focused on our jobs. Maybe we're just self-focused. We're focused on what we want. But what I really want to remind couples is, as each member of the relationship draws closer to Jesus, you will draw closer together. Think about a triangle with Jesus at the top of the triangle and the husband down on one corner and the wife down on the other corner. You know, they can be, even though they're connected, they can be pretty far apart. But if both of those corners move closer to that top point, move closer to that top corner of Jesus, they will also get closer together, because that triangle will shrink. And we'll talk about some really practical ways to help them, the couples, do that. There's some great things we can talk about in terms of communication. You know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And we know that Jesus was a great communicator, and there's some great principles for us in our marriages about communication that we're going to talk about. But really, as we draw closer to Christ in our marriages, that's going to pull us closer to one another as well. So people don't need to stay stuck. The season that they're in now in their marriage is not the season they have to be in next week or next month or next year. And similarly, if there's some couples who are like, oh yeah, everything's great in my marriage right now, we don't even need a marriage weekend. I mean, I would love to be able to tell them that everything will always be blissful for them indefinitely, but that's not true either. Life is going to throw a few curves. The ship of marriage will hit a few waves, a few storms along the way, and we can better help them prepare for those seasons of their marriage as well.
That's going to be great. And this is coming up this weekend, beginning Friday evening, 6:30 p.m., and then Saturday from 10:30 a.m., till 4 p.m. And registration is still open, and you can register by going to ggwo.org/marriage. And Pastor Zeke, you'll be there Saturday. Will you be there Friday night as well?
I will be there all day Saturday, Friday night. I'm actually running a local youth event. We're pretty excited about that, but I'll be there all day Saturday, and I'm looking forward to spending some time with all the folks there, and we're gonna have a blast.
Amen. Well, thanks so much for calling in and sharing with us about this weekend's marriage weekend here at the Greater Grace World Outreach, Friday night and Saturday throughout the day. Thanks, Pastor Zeke.
Thank you, Pastor Zeke. We look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right. Phone lines are open, friends. You can join us at 800-338-7060. That's toll free. And locally, 410-483-3700. BJ is calling us from up in Pennsylvania. BJ, welcome. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, there you go. You're with us. Go right ahead.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't realize you picked up. This is BJ, Pastor.
Yes, welcome.
Wow. God bless you guys. Anyway, I just got home from York, PA. I was on the senior bus, well, whatever kind of bus you call it, transit. Oh, for the last 4.5 hours, I'm exhausted. Anyway, I had to call you guys and share this with our radio audience. I was so disappointed this morning because the early bus came 45 minutes early, and I wasn't even quite ready, you know, so it was a long, dragged-out morning. And then I realized that God orchestrated everything that happened. And the first guy, the first bus driver, we were alone. I was the only passenger. And he was so stretched out, I mean stressed out, saying how the company had his afternoon all messed up, they're not doing things right, and he was just in a bad way. So we got to talk with him, and as I left the bus, I just kind of held his hand a little bit, and I said, you know, I had a rough week too, you know, my heart was heavy, and just talking to you helped me a lot. So that was the first thing that happened. And then on the second trip, it was a van. The driver was like left over from the 60s. He was in the Vietnam War and all that. And he was still bopping to the radio and all that stuff. So anyway, his passenger was probably in his young 30s. Nice guy. And we were all talking. So they were talking about marriages, about you don't see it like it used to be. People married 50 years and all that stuff. So they were talking, and I said, hey, well, how would you like a comment from the peanut gallery back here? And they said, we love it. So I started talking to them, and what was fresh in my mind was the conversation I had with Pastor Hadley last week. He called me here, and we talked about men and women in marriages and things. So I got impressed, and I talked to these guys about it. And the young guy, the passenger, he started to cry. I'm crying telling you this myself. He said his mom is a minister, and he just like started sharing beautiful things about his mother and how she's tried to help him, and he's been in jail. And then he reconnected with his God, and he was just praising God. It was so beautiful. So, you know, to anybody, if your day's not going right, you know, just do what I finally did today. It took me a while to do it, but what I finally did, I realized that God orchestrated every single minute, every single minute. And when the guy, the driver dropped me off, I asked if I could pray for him. And it shocked him a little bit, but he was willing. And I touched his heart, and I said, you talked about your deceased wife the whole trip, and God wants to comfort you. So I prayed for him, and I just want to give the praise and the honor and glory to God. It was beautiful.
Yeah, that's a great testimony.
Thank you,
Peter. Thank you for letting me. Thank you. Love you so much. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Phone lines are open. You can join us at 410-483-3700.
You know, Pastor Love, I that was a touching testimony by BJ. And, you know, common everyday living on a bus, at the working place, in a shop, talking to a cashier, somebody bagging groceries or meeting them in the parking lot. Just a common everyday, you know, it's just a greeting, a word of kindness, a word of faith, a prayer. All of this, I mean, God has sent us into the world, and we don't have to look for, you know, the big day when you kill Goliath. That happened once in David's life, this one day. I think all the other days were, you know, more like common everyday living. And when Jesus saw the widow with two pennies giving in the offering, he said, this woman has given more than everybody else, you know. He saw the woman. He saw the heart, didn't he?
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe we need to get a grip on what's really going on around us every day and be thankful for it.
Lots of opportunities can come our way. And if you have that attitude that says, well, I'm just waiting for Goliath, you may spend a good portion of your life waiting.
Yeah.
You know, if you wait to do those big things for God, why not do the little things and just do them in a great way and do them for the glory of God?
Have you ever met somebody who said, you know, if I ever win the lottery, I'm going to give the church $1 million? And a good comeback for that is like, do you have $2 in your pocket? Yeah, I got $2. Why don't you give, you know, right?
That's it.
What do you think?
Yeah, well, Pastor Stevens used to talk about the one guy that, you know, he kept telling him for years, when I get my $1 million, I'm going to bless the church. And he's like, you can bless the church every time we take an offering. Just by putting something in there.
How about the joke? You know, somebody said that, you know, Pastor, if I had $1 million in the past, how much do you have? I don't have anything. Well, do you have any cows? Yeah, I got two cows. Well, would you give one of the cows to the church? Well, you know, no, but. You know, I'll give half of my earnings from the lottery. I'll give half of it to the church, but why don't you give half of what's in your pocket?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Talking about giving what you don't have is really easy. But giving what you do have, that's challenging.
Doesn't it say that? In 1 Corinthians is the chapter 9. It's not based on what you don't have. It's based on what you have.
Yeah. And every one of us has the opportunity to give according to how God has prospered us.
Mm.
If you haven't been greatly prospered, it doesn't matter. You can still give in a great way God's glory. And if you are greatly prospered, you have the same opportunity.
And then what about the whole idea of giving your life, giving your whole life? Like somebody could package it and say, I'll give God my life at the end of my life. You know, first I'll live my life out up front. And what do you think about that?
The opportunity is right there. You can give your life to God now. You don't have to hold back and wait until this happens or that happens.
Well, they want to hold back because they want to live their life. So, but if I want to live my life now, it might be that I'll never have a capacity to give it later. Why not give it all now, right?
Yeah, you could miss out. You could miss out on your opportunity.
You might not live long.
That's right. Yeah,
and then it might change you. Your sin, the sin in my heart, may change my mind and my way of thinking. Well, inevitably it will, and I might be further away from God than ever. But if I would give it all of my heart to Him now, He will renew my mind. You give me a new life. And in that new life, we will now find like many advantages of life. We will find life.
Mm. I love reading the testimonies of those who, you know, are a great and successful businessmen and women and use their success to glorify God.
Yes.
I find that fascinating. I consider that as much a gift to the kingdom of God as someone who is a gifted individual, a pastor, a teacher, you know, someone who proclaims the gospel, an evangelist. That's just a different gift. But imagine how could the church and the kingdom of God grow without their gift of giving.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great responsibility. I suppose it can't be trusted to everyone, but those that God gives it to and then they use it for his glory is amazing.
You know what's interesting about Cooper Cupp's testimony is that back in 2019 when he was hurt with a torn ACL and gave his heart, he was a believer and he was trusting in God. Back then, the Lord showed him something that would be given to him later. Now, I could imagine, so freeze that frame right there, that he, before winning the Super Bowl, is saying in his heart, we're going to win the Super Bowl, and I'm going to be the MVP. Okay, this is in 2019. It takes 3 years or more for that to be realized. Now freeze that picture versus the foxhole prayer of somebody in trouble and saying, Lord, if you get me out of here, I'm going to serve you the rest of my life. You know, if you get me out of here. And God gets him out, and then he doesn't serve him. Mm-hmm. So, you know, which of those pictures is, you know, like the first one is before it ever happens, somehow I'm believing it's going to happen. And in a similar way, why don't I now give my heart to Christ, believing in his word and what he says, you know, instead of later making up something that really, you know, is God really going to trust me? The first one, we are trusting God. The second one is making a deal with God. If you get me out of this, you know, or if I win the Super Bowl, you know, if we win the Super Bowl, you know, I'm going to serve you. Well, this one was more, I'm going to serve you before we win the Super Bowl because I know who you are, and I'm going to believe you before I ever see Goliath taken out. Mm-hmm. Or before I ever win the lottery, or before I ever see the success, I'm going to believe you because I trust you.
Yeah, that's someone who's already committed themselves to God.
Yeah.
Before success or failure and anything in between ever happens.
And you're not making a deal. You're just hearing what he has to say to you and believing it.
Yeah, amen. Yeah. We got a YouTube remark from Vladimir. He says, praise the Lord. Hugs and great love from Ukraine. And, of course, we're hearing a lot about the Ukraine these days in the news. And, you know, will they be invaded by Russia? Will there be war, or will it be resolved and through negotiation? I suppose it sounds like the folks in Ukraine are like, we're fine and we're ready for whatever happens. I don't sense any real panic or fear coming from that country at all. They just seem to say, here we are. We are our own independent nation, and we'll protect ourselves if it comes to that. And, of course, we hope and pray that it doesn't come to that. So thinking about our precious brothers and sisters over there in the Ukraine, keep them in your prayers, friends, as well. Just a few minutes left in the broadcast, friends. Still have time to quickly take your call if you would like to join us. We want to be praying for Tess. Tess, we often hear from her from Sweden, but she's here in Baltimore now, arrived a couple of days ago, but is having some real serious jet lag, she said. So, Father, we pray for her and ask that you would quicken her body and mind, and pray that we would be able to see her here, especially for tomorrow night's church service, Lord. So raise her up and just bring great rest and comfort to her body and healing. In Jesus' name, amen. Final thoughts, Pastor Shalla, before we wrap up today's broadcast?
As we think about faithfulness, I think we're hitting a gold mine, a spiritual gold mine, when we meditate on and think of how our life is not that unstable if we have a faithful God and we can relate to him. We'll do the right thing until the stars fall. We'll keep at it. We want to follow righteousness and love righteousness, and he's faithful to us. He will uphold us. He will teach us. He will lead us. He will guide us. He will comfort us. He will enlighten our minds. He will renew our joy. He will guide our feet. He will help us. He is faithful. We can relate to him and trust him with all our hearts. That would be a good word to all the radio listeners today. Wherever you're at, in whatever station in life, whatever your problems are, you're sitting somewhere, we are saying to you, there is the living God who knows you and cares about you, and he's very faithful. Trust in him. Do the right thing. Trust in him. Believe in him. Lean upon him. And trust in him. He will save you. He will answer you. He will help you. He will comfort you. He will guide you. He is the only wise God. And leave all the others, just drop it, and leave all the other gods, all the ideas and way of life, just leave it and run from it, and run to him and trust in him. He is a faithful God and cares about you.
Amen. And on that note, friends, we'll close our Tuesday edition of the Grace Hour. Looking forward to tomorrow's broadcast, and as we mentioned earlier today, Pastor Kim Shibley, the Greater Grace pastor of the Greater Grace Church in Silver Spring, Maryland, will be our special guest tomorrow on the program, so you can tune in, hopefully, for that. And we'll be back here in the studio then. And then Thursday's broadcast, the tape message from Pastor Stevens, entitled The Heartbeat of God. That's one of his classic messages, so make your plans to join us for Thursday as well. Hope you can be with us every day this week. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. And we'll close on that great thought. The prophet Jeremiah said it, great is your faithfulness. Just meditate on that. Think about that. Remind yourself about the faithfulness of God. And whatever it is that you're going through, you know he'll be faithful to get you through it. Have a great day, friends. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time. We hope you'll join us then.
Thanks for listening to The Grace Hour. Our live program airs weekdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Grace Hour is a ministry of the Greater Grace Church. You are invited to visit Greater Grace at 6025 Moravia Park Drive, Baltimore, Maryland, 21206. For more information, go to gracehour.org or call 1-800-338-7060.